Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you listen to the show, you know that Boomer talks a lot about Jerry Recco's incident on a golf course on Father's Day where he hits a ball into a tree. The ball goes from the tree into his face. And Boomer said, well, that'd be an epic death. And Father's Day, the whole thing, you've heard it a million times. So then after that, there was me licking a golf ball and then almost dying on the 17th tee box at Seawain. And Boomer was nice enough to stop his great round and make sure that I did not die. So that is now two WFAN on-air personalities who had near-death experiences on a golf course.
You also hit the ball off a tree when I begged you not to.
It did come back.
Hit you in the shoulder.
It did, yeah.
I begged you to move the ball.
That is true. That did happen. I didn't feel like I was in much danger there, though. Like, it hit the shoulder, didn't really make it.
Neither did I.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I felt like I was headed towards disaster when I was having that chemical explosion in my face.
What did you expect them to do? Lick your balls?
I was thinking about, just think of me for a second, had I lost both of you on the golf course.
Oh, you'd have great stories for the rest of your life.
Stories that I could just absolutely
love that.
Just keep hammering them home.
Yeah, so,
all right, so anyway.
And by the way, CBS Sports Hour is going to leave us for volleyball in a little bit. So at 8:30.
Not the warm-up show, guys.
But we will we will remain, of course, on WFAN and the free Odyssey app. So we have another one yesterday. So Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, J.J., John Jastrzemski, and Mike Francesa play golf together in Nassau County at Sands Point yesterday.
And another beautiful golf course, by the way.
Love that place.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. So Mike hosts them out there, and Brandon puts out a post, says, what a crew, great day. Thanks to Big Mike for the awesome hospitality and stories. And then he quote tweets that and says, Mike played well, definitely hits it straight, but he sculled one sand shot, and it literally hit me full speed in the chest from about 85 feet away.
Oh, man.
A great day was inches from being disastrous. And then he did the thank you hands emoji.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you. And then on the next tee box, Mike got close to Sal and said, hey, listen, I tried.
I didn't know that happened. Wow.
Yeah. So,
damn. So do we know the detail? Like, was Brandon in front of him? He said scold it, so I guess it went sideways?
Yeah. What I'm assuming is Brandon's up there waiting to putt, and you've got, Mike in the sand, it skulls it up there, and it just goes so fast that it hits him right in the chest.
The one thing that does amaze, I was telling the guys this whenever it was, the one thing that amazed me in golf, especially with the caddies, is how average people will be ahead of people that have to hit the ball that aren't any good.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea where the ball's going to go.
Yeah. Saw Doug Wells get Bobby Catalano at due process with that whole situation where Bobby's just walking in front of Doug Wells, who we know stinks, and Doug hits this line drive at like 150 miles an hour and hits Bobby in the elbow.
Ooh.
And Bobby's a tough guy. He went down like a ton of bricks.
I'm sure he did.
And Doug's just like, four?
A little late.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, Doug walks onto the golf course yelling four.
Yeah.
I mean, and he probably, I would say, on average, 10 fours around.
Yeah, at least. The conservative.
Especially even if you're behind
him. It's only 18 holes.
And, even if you're behind him, you got to worry about
it. And by CBS Sports Network, 10 o'clock, free Odyssey app and WFAN, the whole thing. But yeah. There you go. Now that is three instances of WFAN personalities. Oh, by the way, there's another one. Didn't Sal almost kill Joe
Beningo? Yes, last year.
That's four now.
That was last year when we played with Steve Hirsch.
Yeah.
Joe, again, ahead sitting in the car because Joe was playing from the gold tees.
Okay.
But he was way ahead of us, but in front, and Sal hit a line drive right at him. And it hit the golf cart right where his stuff was.
Oh, my God.
How it missed the man area, I don't know.
Wow.
He almost killed Joe.
That would have killed Joe.
Unbelievable.
Yes. One of his testicles would have exploded.
Oh. That was not good. It was not good.
Yeah. So, for whatever reason, we are in harm's way out there.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, for the most part.
All of these instances avoidable.
Well, yeah, I mean...
Mine
definitely was.
Right.
Well, I don't know about Brandon's.
Yeah, Brandon's, I mean, he's just playing, you know?
Depends. I mean, if he's ahead of Mike, and even just slightly to the right, you're still in front of him. None of us know what we're doing.
You think that's the trap that Mike fell in that time? Couldn't get him out of it? What now? I was told he fell in a trap there.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not hear that. All right, maybe I did. Yeah, I did. That's an urban legend, apparently, that I think there's some truth to.
You haven't fallen in a trap yet?
I have not fallen in one, no.
I have.
Pebble Beach, I almost did.
Really?
A deep one when I was playing with Rob and not with you guys.
Yeah. I've been able to get out of all of them.
I fell in a trap in Arizona one time. I was backing up, lining up a putt.
And what, down you went?
Oh, man.
Right off the cliff.
Wow.
Everybody was crying laughing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get in one of those deep traps sometimes, tough to climb out of it. And apparently that was the story there where some folks at the golf course had to assist.
Don't say it again.
Brian in Northport. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. Hey. Gino, I would love to hear your take. You know that there's a way that Mike would spin this to blame BT for the ball not going in the hole, that it was his fault for being there.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. I mean, you could very easily figure out how that would go. You shouldn't have been standing there. I don't know why you're there. He would be talking to... If BT had died, Mike would have been chastising his corpse. You should have never been there. I don't know how to get out of the sand. You should have never been there. You know, now we got to do this whole thing. We got to get your body back to the clubhouse. I mean...
Wow.
Yeah, that would ruin a round of golf for sure.
Yep. A lot of stuff happens out there.
Yes, it does. Especially when it involves a WFAN personality.
My God. Who knew?
Well.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.